Now a story about the changing business of air travel. Some airlines are just airlines, but others mean a lot more than that to the people they serve. Pakistan's national carrier was long a source of patriotic pride, a symbol of unity in a divided country. Now, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, that airline is in big trouble.
In 1962, Jacqueline Kennedy visited Pakistan. Traveling without her husband, she did things a first lady could never do today. She rode around in an open-top limo and went to the Khyber Pass. When she left the country, it was in a plane belonging to the state-run Pakistan International Airlines, PIA. The world was different then. Pakistan was a young nation with a surprisingly trendy airline. PIA's female crew of the 1960s wore uniforms designed by Pierre Cardin and later by Queen Elizabeth of England's dressmaker.
I think PIA was perceived as being very glamorous. It was an icon. People were very proud of it in Pakistan because it was listed as one of the best airlines in the world and the crews were good looking.
Political commentator Katrina Hussain is a lifelong PIA customer, but also one of its critics. The airline's image began to tarnish long ago, says Hussain.
PIA has been seen as a place for political cronyism and political appointees throughout the past 20, 30 years. The airline has been used in many ways that are absolutely incomprehensible.
The airline is now in crisis. Staff unions are fighting government plans to sell off at least part of it. This protest sit-in in the city of Karachi is about that, but also something else. The other day, two PIA employees were shot dead during a demonstration against privatization. It's not clear who did it. The police used unusual force that day, including water cannon and tear gas. Many suspect them. In a tent not far from the airport, a group of men mourns one of the two victims, a 57-year-old flight engineer called Salim Akbar.
When I received a call from one of his friends that this matter has been happened, I was really shocked at that time, and I don't understand what should I do.
That's Akbar's son, Fahad.
I never expected such type of things from the authorities, and it was just a peaceful demonstration.
PIA workers nationwide responded to the killings by walking out en masse. For almost a week, PIA's fleet was grounded. The strike, now over, was a reminder to Pakistanis of how far their airline's star has fallen. They used to boast about how PIA was the first Asian airline to operate jets and provided planes used to launch Emirates Airline. Ask Pakistanis what's gone wrong, and they often reel off a list.
In part, the inability of the government to manage what are essentially commercial enterprises, in part political interference, in part resistance to change coming from within the airline due to excessive amount of union activity, excessive amount of bureaucratization.
Khurram Hussain of Dawn newspaper has been tracking the airline for years. He says at the heart of PIA's problems, there's a number.
That number is the accumulated losses that the airline has managed to rack up by now. And that figure today stands at just under $3 billion. At present, it's about half of our defense budget.
That huge $3 billion debt is paralyzing the airline, says Hussain.
Just about the only thing that senior management in PIA has been busy with is arranging for funds with which to make the next debt service obligation.
Pressure to overhaul PIA is coming from the IMF, which has provided big loans to Pakistan. Pakistan's economy is blighted by many problems, from chronic power shortages to massive tax avoidance. The fund thinks it's time to tackle loss-making state-run enterprises like PIA. Political commentator Katrina Hussain believes the government will have to sell a big chunk of the airline.
PIA is hemorrhaging dollars. There's just no way around it.
Many PIA staff hope that's wrong.
The basic thing is security of job. There is no security of job in privatization.
That's PIA accounts official Adnan Malik. The Pakistani public may have fallen out of love with their airline. Malik hasn't.
When you serve an airline, you have feel love with them.
You feel love for PIA.
Yes. I love my country. I love PIA.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Karachi.